I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Special coverage. BYU and the Big 12 Conference with KSL's Unrivaled.
Hey, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey. We've got special guests tonight, Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte, and we're here at BYU Fan Fest. Scott Mitchell, the Utes, actually wearing a blue shirt. I know it's the only blue shirt I have, but we are sponsored by Economic Partners, one of the nation's premier business valuation and strategic advisory firms. Cool stuff going on. Nice 19 jersey just showed up.
Oh, yeah.
But we've got fans, from New Mexico, Florida, yep. Ohio, Texas, that actually tune in and listen to us.
Where did he say? Washington? There you go.
And Washington.
Washingtonian right here. I love
wow,
it.
Wow, it's like all 50 states right here. We got it all covered. We could play the license plate game here at the BYU Fan
Absolutely.
Fest.
Sounds like you played it on the way down.
Well, I did. Because right. I drove really slow, 2 miles over the speed limit.
That's really good. Well, now listen, we're talking, of course, about BYU and the possibility of that Big 12 invite. We're so excited about what that could mean for BYU. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte from Cougar Sports Saturday, they're going to bring you their show live here from Las Vegas as BYU is going to be kicking their season off against Arizona. Before we get into the game breakdown on the show, and before we even, like, I mean, honestly, it's just been the overshadowing news. It's the thing that everybody here is talking about. Yep. It's the thing everybody wants to know about, and that is about the possibility of BYU getting into the Big 12. And that has moved in the direction of being a real possibility for the Cougars as Texas and Oklahoma left, of course, the Big 12, and then that creates that space for them. And they need to find a place in college football, and BYU's getting that look and that possible invite reports, say, as early as next week. So my question is, how does this thing get shot down, Mitch Harper? I'm going to start here because I'm not trying to ask – I'm not trying to have you convince
negative
me. What I'm saying
Nancy.
Is, no, but here's the thing. Next week, you are going to see the barrage. You're going to see a lot of people go, yeah, but. Right, on BYU. Across, people are going to have an opinion about it, right? So across all the Big 12, all the presidents, the people who represent those universities, the people who go to those universities. So how does this BYU deal get shot down? Could it get blown up in the water?
I think the only way that there's even an issue, because you got to think, too, timeline here is similar to Texas and Oklahoma when they went to the SEC. When news came out that there was going to be an application for membership, it was basically a done deal. So this might be an all moot point. But the thing is that, you know, over the next week, until it's actually formally announced, I think you will see potentially some political and maybe activist groups. Because there's a precedent with 2016 with Athlete Ally. And then also you go back in the 90s when BYU was knocking on the door of this Big 12 back then. There's always been some political blowback. And I think that could potentially be a thing. Because remember, the people that are making this vote are Big 12 school presidents. It's not ADs. It's not head coaches. It's not people that honestly think sports first. They're thinking academia, academic freedoms. That maybe still there's some barriers to overcome when it comes to BYU, because BYU's been a school that has been knocked in that front. But I think ultimately it's about money, and that's why I think this should ultimately go through. But I feel like that the political backlash could potentially cause some rift that makes people pause in the Big 12 over the next week if it gets to that.
Well, I'm going to go a different route, because what I'm thinking is, like, do you know how awesome this is that you're going to have two Power 5 conferences in your state within and two different ones?
Alex and I were just talking earlier.
You are
earlier.
Covering a massive part of the country. And,
coast
and
to coast.
You talk about, like, a rivalry. Oh, my goodness. The Utah-BYU rivalry all of a sudden probably gets elevated way up on a national stage. It could have a huge, you know, it's local, right? I mean, people understand it, but people could really understand it.
This might kill it off, though, honestly.
Well,
in terms of scheduling, think about it. Where's the open dates for it?
Oh, you have to find an open date for this. Yeah. I don't care what.
I'm going to quote you. I'm going to say.
I'm being played right.
Mitchell, no. In the studio.
Listen, I have always been in favor of this rivalry, and I think it helps football all around. I'm not opposed. I'm not like some people who are like, yeah, we're just going to ignore the rivalry. That's. When they ignore the rivalry, it's admitting there's a rivalry, right? And so when they downplay the rivalry, they're admitting there's a rivalry. And what I'm saying is rivalries are amazing, and it's so good here in the state of Utah. It's so great that we hate each other. It's amazing to have that, and so it just gets elevated like times 10.
Okay, so
I don't care about any of this negative stuff. That alone there is massively exciting.
Utah's fake rival is Colorado. Who would BYU's new fake rival be? The one that you have to pretend like, oh, yeah, no, that's a big one. That's
TCU.
That's one we've already had. We could get that one, resurrect that thing from the old Mountain West days. That's
I would say
one.
Maybe.
Student sections wear vests when TCU comes to town.
That Gary Patterson put the helmets on the tackling dummies back in 2008.
Yes.
I would say, too, maybe Baylor, because from the religion angle, you can do a – this is the new holy war.
Right. So it'd be a little
honor
bit of a
code battle.
Yeah. You know what? You
honor
know who would love battle. That is. It's like as soon as BYU barely gets into the Big 12, suddenly they go, "Hey, let's have a little mini religious fun riff."
Because TCU doesn't like. They're like, "Ah, oh, no, we're not really religious." Like,
I mean, kind of are.
But,
well, I look at this and say, from a football standpoint. And that's how we talked about it even last night. It was like, yeah, football only is probably the way you do it because, you know, the WCC is something in basketball. It's a pretty good conference, pretty good. But these are reports that we've heard from other folks, too, where you say, okay, is Brett McMurphy going to say this is an all-the-sports situation? Is this a just-football deal? It would make sense for the Big 12 to want BYU basketball as well.
And I think also, too, guys, this is a move, I think, from the Big 12 potentially that they want to show – they want to get these pieces in place, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF in place before the end of the Power 5 contracts come up in 2026. The Big 12 wants to have data with these teams in the league to show, hey, we are better than the Pac-12. We should get the full share of playoff money when the 12-team playoff era begins. They want to have enough data in their – coffers, if you will, to show when 2026 rolls around, hey, BYU, this is a better product than the Pac-12. We should be getting autonomous Power 5 money still in the 12-team playoff era. That's why I think there's a rush to get this done now to create some stability and get enough data to say, hey, you get these programs in, they're just as good as the Pac-12 conference.
It sounds like you're creating a rivalry. You're saying, hey, the Big 12 is going to be a bigger, more powerful conference than the Pac-12.
How great is that conversation, too? Instead of talking about,
meaningful.
Oh, yeah, Pac-12 versus Big 12 in this market, holy cow, that's amazing.
Listen, it's meaningful. Every BYU fan who has told you that independence has been great, we're lying. Everybody was lying. And it's not even about whether or not – look, it has worked. Tom Holmoe has made it work. And we were talking about this today earlier, too. If Tom Holmoe pulls off a Big 12 invite, I mean, put him in the Ring of Honor over
Get
some
the
of these other names.
Get the statue in the northeast corner.
Because the last 2 years have basically put him in – and a guy that a couple years ago we were kind of going, hey, man, so how long are we going to see Tom Holmoe still put together these independent schedules and talk about independence like it's great? Every BYU fan knows it just has felt like you've been – like that BYU fan has been neglected on the level of college football, that they haven't been invited to not just like the P5 party, but kind of the most important discussions of college football. And so this legitimizes it a little bit more. Now, let me also throw this out. It also, whatever the next version of super conferences looks like, if BYU is in a Big 12 in a P5 situation, then there's this autumn, you're already under the tent. You know what I mean? There's not this discussion of all these other schools. Plus, what about maybe BYU and maybe this school over here?
Yep.
They're already under that umbrella. And so this happening would have to be the biggest movement on the athletic front for BYU, probably in its history. And I think BYU fans need to be tempered in their expectations next week of the welcoming party that there's going
Not
to be.
Not me. I think the only thing that can get in the way is the B-O-T. I don't think anything political can squash this because the money is what this is all about. and there's no one that can replace the value and the money of BYU. Even with the political stuff, I think that that will be overcome with ease in this round of expansion for the Big 12. Not a concern one bit.
Wow.
What's the BOT?
No, I was like, I was about to
Board
ask
of Trustees.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I was up late last night. I was like,
the BOT. I was like, no, I hate the BOT too, man. Wait, yeah. What are we talking about? So listen, at the end though, is this? Look at what BYU's mission is, right? When it talks about the university and putting itself out there, kind of being the world as a campus, et cetera, does it match up with what they'd want to be doing? The marketing value you get for being in a Power Five conference now. Puts you in that conversation, and it's the free marketing that ends up happening from being a part of that. That type of exposure and that type of mainstream exposure that BYU needs to absolutely, you know, the school has to be on board with something like this. I would assume that the athletic department's there, the President Worthen. Who knows? I'm excited to hear when all this stuff does come out. What President Worthen has to say about it, what Tom Holmo has to say about it, and Kalani Sitake, who's a newly minted extended contract, would say about it too. Except for, you know, we're just worried about Arizona State this week. Can you just imagine that going, Kalani? Come on, man.
We're just worried about ASU.
Can you imagine if he said Arizona State too, like you just did?
I'm assuming that it all goes down like next week during rivalry week. Don't bother Kalani, okay? Don't bother him. The week after, hey, tell me about it. And then he's like, we're actually just, I was on the phone with Coach Herm Edwards and love the Reverend. I don't want to comment anything about the Big 12. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're here at BYU Fan Fest down in Las Vegas, BYU versus Arizona. And we've been talking all this hour with the Cougar Sports Saturday guys about this BYU to the Big 12 possibility. The rumors themselves are just as exciting as the actual movement itself.
Yes.
What a disappointment it would be if that invite didn't end up coming. But I think it's coming. We'll come right back. News, traffic, and weather right now. Our show, specially brought to you by Economics Partners. We appreciate their business, and we appreciate you listening all this weekend to the coverage right here of BYU football on KSL News Radio. BYU versus Arizona here in Las Vegas.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.